Hi, 103. Welcome to Chapter 3. Chapter 3 is about the idea of substitution. The idea of substitution is that you as an individual, me as an individual, I can always use one thing instead of another. That there are always substitutes. And these things doesn't mean that one thing is exactly the same as another. It just means that you can use one thing instead of another and still achieve sort of the satisfaction or what you wanted. I was kind of interesting in these COVID times. Here we are providing online content instead of live content. That online content is a substitute for in-person content. Okay, so here's an interesting intuitive question that is very real world. It shows you how this idea of substitution not only exists in life, but actually in this case, causes a problem. And sometimes, the fact that you can substitute is a good thing. Sometimes it causes things that we don't want. So this is a real situation. So this goes back to 2007, although the issue in this question still happens over and over again. And was just in the news recently, just last year, the same exact issue. So in 2007, there's a guilty murder verdict handed down on this guy named Nelson Hart. He was the father of two daughters who drowned in a lake. And at the time they drowned, he claimed that they had had a seizure. Now, years later, he actually ends up confessing to killing his daughters during what the RCMP call a Mr. Big operation. Now, the way Mr. Big operation works is that somebody like a Mr. Hart is contacted by somebody, an undercover policeman, who befriends the Mr. Hart person, and he ends up offering him a job. He says, you know, I need to deliver this package across town. Would you do it for me? I'll give you $1,000. And so you deliver the package and you get your $1,000, and then lo and behold, next week it's, well, you know, I have to go buy something at the store. Would you do it? I'll give you $700. And you get all these jobs over and over again. But along the way, you start to realize that maybe this thing that you're delivering is not legal. That you're delivering cash for some illicit goods, or you're delivering drugs, or doing something. Okay, you realize that you're being paid to engage in some minor illegal activities. Now, eventually, the person like Mr. Hart is told that, hey, there's a really big job coming up. I mean, you're going to be set for life if you do this job. But you're going to have to meet Mr. Big. Mr. Big is the godfather of our organization. And you don't ever mess with Mr. Big. If he finds out that you're lying to him, you know, maybe you're dead, maybe you're cut off or whatever. But you don't mess with him. And so Mr. Hart is brought before Mr. Big, and Mr. Big starts asking questions, and he says, hey, what about this situation with your daughters drowning in the lake? You said they had a seizure. I want to know the truth. And if you don't come clean, then we're done. Now, in this particular case, Mr. Hart, when confronting with that choice, confessed on tape that he had actually killed his daughters. And based on that evidence, he was convicted. So the question is, if Mr. Hart really believed that Mr. Big was who everyone said he was, if he really thought that, and he really believed that the job would pay better than all of his past jobs, then what are the incentives of Mr. Hart to, or what to tell him? And how is this an example of substitution, right? And the answer, of course, is that Mr. Hart faces a problem. I mean, suppose it's the case that his children actually did have a seizure and they drowned, or that he had had a seizure and they had drowned in the lake. If that was the truth, and he tells Mr. Big the truth, but Mr. Big doesn't believe him, then he loses this great opportunity to be set for life. So the act of telling the truth has a major cost attached to it. Now, telling the truth is something that Mr. Hart would like to do, but getting a job that's going to pay a great sum of money is also something that he'd like. These two things are substitutes. And so Mr. Hart might decide, I might as well lie. I had a seizure. I didn't murder my daughters. I'll lie and I will tell Mr. Big that I killed my children, who would admit to something like that unless that was not the case, and then I'll get this big job. Well, that's the problem. Question B says, given your answer to A, what problems does this pose to the jury? So the RCMP conduct this elaborate scheme of Mr. Big. They go to great efforts to make sure that Mr. Hart believes that Mr. Big is legitimate. But the more that Mr. Hart is convinced that the scheme is legitimate, then the more likely I think that he lied and just told whatever he thought Mr. Big wanted to hear. And therefore, the evidence can't be believed. What's going on here is the principle of substitution is incompatible or at odds with the desire to tell the truth. The fact that Mr. Hart is willing to trade off these two things means that there's less likelihood that you believe him in the circumstance. And so the Mr. Hart program has this flaw built into it. And depending on the juror and the circumstances, sometimes it works and sometimes it does not.